Are you going to keep pretending to read that magazine, or are you going to come talk to me? Yes, you. There's no point in hiding it. You've been staring ever since you got here. Fine. Guess I'll have to do the hard work for you. What's that look for? Did you not want my attention? Because you've been giving me all of yours. And I figured I should return the favor. Billy Hargrove. And you are? I don't think we've met before. I would definitely remember a face like yours. You new in town? Thought so. I've only been here a year myself. What brings you to Hawkins? Reporter, huh? Hate to disappoint you, but other than some kid going missing before I got here, nothing really happens in this town. Last I checked, no, there aren't any government laboratories around here. You must have the wrong place. You do look a bit confused, now that I think about it. Maybe a bit flustered. Oh, of course, my mistake. Your cheeks must just be red from the sun. Are you wearing sunscreen, miss? Oh, you aren't? You really should be when you're out in the sun like this. Maybe you should put some on. Ah, of course. You'll put some on when I go back to my chair. Right, right, right. And I assume you'll be watching me again while you put it on. You know, you can keep claiming that you weren't staring. But honestly, I'd prefer it if you just admit that you were enjoying the view. Miss. Yes, as a matter of fact. Just like the old ladies over there. They don't bother trying to hide it. They watch me every day like hawks. And I respect them for it. No, no, that's part of the game we play. They make a show of watching me, and I ignore it. I'm just a polite piece of eye candy to them, you know? I leave them begging for more. I don't usually acknowledge them when they stare. Not like this. Not like I did with you. Yeah, I guess that does make you special, doesn't it? Do you like feeling special? I said, do you like feeling special? Do you like the fact that I'm more interested in you than I am in any of them? Are you getting as much of a kick out of their jealous stares as I am? Of course I like making them jealous. They're here every day while their annoying kids drink enough pool water to give their stomachs chlorine burns. Just staring at me and expecting me to someday give them more than the usual show. I don't blame them, really. I've seen their husbands. But it does get boring after a while. It's more interesting when someone new shows up. When someone makes the game a bit more challenging. Don't play dumb. You know what game I'm talking about. You chose to play it as soon as you started pretending to read that magazine earlier while you were sneaking glances at me. You're playing, and you're hoping that there's a prize at the end if you win. Do you think you're winning so far? And how big do you think that prize is? That's what I thought. Are you really going to keep up this act? The act where an attractive young woman visits some podunk town alone and then comes to the community pool in this skimpy little number, where she then pretends to not be staring at the shirtless, sweaty lifeguard for a few hours. You know that act. Yeah, it's about time you stop denying it. There's really no need to be so embarrassed about all of this. I'm really good at getting under people's skin. Told I can charm the pants off of anyone. Might have to test that theory later. For now, though, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't insist that you put on some sunscreen. Do you have any? Perfect. Perfect. You wouldn't mind if I helped apply it to your back, would you? I want to make sure that you get it everywhere. Well, that sure is an interesting way of saying...
Yes. Thank you, Billy.
There you go. That wasn't so hard, was it? Why haven't I? Well, they don't exactly look like you, do they? No, you're the only one on my mind today. You've got amazing skin, do you know that? Glad that I was here to make sure that it was protected, aren't you? Yeah, I figured you'd agree. This is quite a bold swimsuit you're wearing to this small town pool, too. Trying to make a statement with all of this. Oh, just chose to wear it just today, actually. Of course. And why would that be? Wanted to catch the eye of a cute lifeguard, huh? Guess you have been here before. I don't know how I missed someone as pretty as you. Guess this new bikini really did do the trick, finally grabbing my attention, didn't it? Too bad, then, that I have to untie it now. So I can finish on your back. There we go. Now you won't have to worry about tan lines. Isn't that good? Let me just get some. Oh, shoot. I accidentally got some down here on your, Never mind. It's fine. I'll get that for you. There we go. No mess down there. We only want to get it on your back, don't we? You're trembling. Is there something wrong? Am I making you uncomfortable? Or maybe too comfortable? Just I think I've got your back covered. Time to roll over. Yeah, go ahead and tie that back up. This pool does have a pretty strict policy on staying covered during business hours, at any rate. What, me? Oh, I'm allowed to skip the shirt. Perks of being the lifeguard, babe. All I need's a pair of trunks. There we go. Can't have a nice young lady like you getting her stomach burnt in the sun. Or your sides. Your arms. Your shoulders. I think you're out of lotion, miss. Perfect timing, too. I think I've gotten almost every inch of you. Hope you don't mind, but I've got to leave soon. My shift ends, and I've got to go pick up someone. But, you know, maybe we can catch up sometime. I'd love to see how your tan turns out before you leave Hawkins. Is that so? Well, if you think you'll be staying a bit longer than you originally thought, maybe I can interest you in some free swimming lessons. Private swimming lessons, of course. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I've been told I'm a great teacher. Oh yeah, I can teach pretty much anything you want to know. Dog paddle. Back stroke. Whatever feels right, really. I'm really flexible. I'll be around. Just come find me if you're feeling adventurous. Hope you find whatever you were trying to report on, miss. Hawkins is pretty damn boring when you get right down to it.